Welcome to Torani Mecha with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Smiles, and today we'll be studying Hosea Perek Tet, Chapter 9. Hosea continues with speaking to the people about what they have done wrong, the rebellion and rejection of Hashem. And it begins in the first verse, Al Tismach Yisrael El Gil Kamim. The Jewish people cannot rejoice like the rejoicing of the nations. As the Malbim explains, the nations are under the mazolos, the constellations. And when good times happen, they rejoice, and bad times, they mourn. The Jewish people are not under this. They have a special relationship with Hashem. They're treated in a totally different way. And therefore, kizanita ma'al elokecha. Therefore, the pain is so much greater that they have, again, that word, zayin nun, hey, zana, that they have left Hashem, that they have betrayed the special relationship with Hashem. Ahavta etnan, and using this imagery of a harlot, they have loved the money that a harlot gets. Al kol gronot dagan, they like a harlot go for free grain, which is an imagery of turning to the nations for help and not from Hashem. Here, the Jewish people have totally left that close relationship and dependency and love of Hashem taking care of them. And therefore, Goren Vayekev Lo Yareim, when they're going to try to find food and wine, it won't produce anything. V'tirosh Yechacheshpa, and the grapes are going to betray her. The Jewish people think that they can work in a natural way, i.e., with planting in their land, with going to the nations for help. They have to realize they are not like the other nations. They have a supernatural relationship with Hashem. And therefore, in the third verse, Lo Yishvu Be'eretz Hashem. If they defile the land, they can't live there because it's a supernatural relationship. As the Chumash tells us in Parashat Achrimot in Kedoshim, warns us, Va'aretz Takiyat Yoshveha. If the Jewish people don't behave, the land is going to spit the people out. This is not a natural land. Vishav Ephraim Mitzrayim, and therefore Ephraim, the 10 tribes, are going to go to Egypt for food. Uvashur Tamei Yochelu, and go to Assyria to eat impure foods. And again, the imagery is of starvation to try to go to the nation to get food. However, on a symbolic level, is turning to the nations for help. And that help is going to be impure. It's not coming from a pure place of total reliance on Hashem, but rather reliance on the natural order. And therefore, lo yishu la Hashem yayin velo yervulo, even if they try to bring offerings and libations to Hashem of wine, it won't be pleasing to him. They've totally rejected Hashem. Zivcheihem kilechem onim. Their bread is like the bread of mourners. It's impure. Hashem won't accept it. Lahem kol ochlav yitamu. All of that which they eat is impure. Ki lachmam lenafsham. Let them eat their own bread. Hashem is not interested in this. Lo yavo beit Hashem. They shouldn't come to the house of Hashem. This last phrase, ki lachmam lenafsham lo yavo beit Hashem, is a phrase that Maimonides, the Rambam, quotes, teaching us a very fundamental lesson that on Yontif, on the holidays, one has to share food with others and don't just fill your own belly. You have to recognize that when Hashem gives us these special occasions, we're meant to share it with others and not just think about ourselves. And therefore Hosea turns to the people and says, now that you've rejected Hashem, and it's a complete rejection of Hashem to you, what are you going to do on the appointed day? Uliyom Chag Hashem, the day that Hashem has chosen as a day of retribution and destruction. Ki nehachu mishod Mitzrayim, you're going to go, you're going to flee from because of the famine to Egypt. Tikapsem mof tikabrem, and you should know that Egypt is going to gather you in and ultimately bury you. Mof being a place in Egypt, this is going to be your punishment. You think you can go to these nations to be saved from oppression, to be saved from hunger? That's where you're going to die. Machmad lekaspam ki mosh yirasham, your your treasures, the machmad, that which you hold very dear of your money, is going to be kimosh yirasham. The thorns are going to inherit it. The enemies are going to come and completely destroy all of your houses, that thorns will grow in its place. Chochach ba'olehem, and thistles are going to grow in the place of your tents. There's going to be nothing left of all of your wealth, of all of your riches. Ba'u yamei ha'pikuda, ba'u yamei ha'shilum. Know that the day of the punishment, the day of being of retribution is coming. Yedu Yisrael, Klal Yisrael needs to know this, that this has, the time has arrived. Evil ha-navi mishuga isharuach. The Nevi'ei HaSheker, the false prophets, have fooled you. They are like the crazy ones of the spirit who've told you, don't worry, all will be well. But no, Al Rov Avonecha V'Rabba Mastema, you will be punished for all of your sins because Hashem's hatred is so great. The Malbim understands this pasuk slightly different. And he says, you will only know at the time of punishment that those prophets that you called foolish, those prophets that you called as a meshuga, as crazy, and that's how they sometimes looked at the prophet who was like overcome with a divine spirit, know that their words will have come true. And now in retrospect, you will realize that they were correct and you should have listened to them. But instead, what do the Jewish people do in source 8? So, verse 8, Sofe Ephraim im Elokai. The people of Ephraim, the 10 tribes, create their own false prophets. And these prophets are Navi Pach Yakosh. They are in ensnarement. Al Kol Drachav Mastema Beveit Elokav. They create enmity in the house of God. And this is the human nature. The human nature likes to believe that everything is fine and you don't have to improve and just keep with the status quo. And here the Navi is telling us that those Navi'ei Sheker, those are false prophets. False prophets are the ones who try to make you feel good. Real prophets, real friends, are ones who try to educate, who try to improve. And this is for our own lives. We need to realize that. If someone always tells you, you're doing great, everything's fine, just keep on the status quo, you know they're really not doing you a service. Whether they're a parent, whether they're a friend, a neighbor, whoever they are. A real person who's interested in your growth says you're doing great, however you could do greater. And here is where they fell into the trap, the ensnarement of the false prophets believing there was nothing wrong. And indeed, in verse 9, Hamiku Shichetu, they did wrong, and their defilement became hemiku, became deeper and deeper. Kimei hagivah, similar to the time of the story of the Pilegesh bagivah, the story of this woman by the Givat Binyamin, where they abducted her and they tortured her the entire night. This is what's going on here. Their deeds are really inappropriate. Yizkur avonam yifkor chatotam. Hashem's going to remember their punishment and he is going to come and take revenge for what they have done and punish them for what they've done. And the Givah is used because it was such a classic example of something so anti-Jewish, something that was horrified when you hear about it. And that, the Navi is saying, is your actions. What you are doing is horrific. Take a good look at yourself. And then Hosea steps back, and this is the classic dynamics we've seen in Hosea, where Hashem, having said that he's going to punish them, there is no other option, pauses for one moment in verse number 10, and he says, Ka'anavim bamidbar. However, Hashem says, I remember you like grapes in the desert, right? In the desert, if you find grapes, wow, that's amazing. It's so refreshing. Matzati Yisrael, that's how I found Klal Yisrael. Kipkura v'te'ina bereshita, like a ripe fruit of the figs just coming out at the beginning. This is a reference to how Hashem has found us in the desert, full of love, full of potential, full of lusciousness. That was Lechtech Achara Bamidbar, how we followed Hashem out of the desert. And yet, at the very time that Hashem has chosen us, right afterwards, Ra'isi Avosechem, after he's seen the forefathers in this way, then we have Hema Bo Val Peor. They came to the Baal Peor to do the sin with the daughters of Moab, worshiping Baal Peor. Vayinazru Lavoshet, they dedicated themselves to shamefulness. They were loathsome by their lovers. And again, this is the classic idea that Hosea is faulting the people for both Avodah Zarah as well as Nus, as well as immorality. This is what happened soon after we were chosen. And therefore, in verse 11, Ephraim ka'of yitofeif, the honor of Ephraim is going to fly away like a bird, kvodam, their honor. It's the Ephraim's whole being, their whole aspect of nationhood is going to disappear. And he comes with a very harsh description here. Mileida umibetin umeherayon, Kla Yisrael are going to be destroyed from birth, from the womb, from the pregnancy state, right away. They're not going to be around. Ki'im yigadlu in 12, because even if they raise Epinehem, their sons, v'shikaltim, they will be bereaved from them, ma'adam, from people. Ki gam oy lahem b'shirimihem, because woe to them that they have left me. Hashem says they're not going to survive. Ephraim kasher ra'iti l'tzur sh'tula b'naveh. Ephraim, if I look at them now, they look complacent, like they're enjoying Hashem's kindness, like one who's planted in a dwelling place. But no, that image isn't going to last for long. Ephraim lo tzi el horeg banav, Ephraim is going to be brought out, and the children are going to be destroyed. And it's as if at this point, the Mefarshim point out in verse 14, Hosea then steps in and pleads to Hashem, Tein lahem Hashem matitein, give them what you give them. But tein lahem rechem maskil, give them an aborted fetus, v'shadayim somkim, and give them dried up breasts that they can't feed their children. Let them die young, rather than having to go through the torture of being older and then killed. And Hashem turns and says, I'll tell you why all this is happening. And here's the key. Kol ratam in verse 15, Bagilgal kisham sneitim. All of this started in Gilgal. Gilgal was the place, as Radak notes, where they wanted and they asked for a king, rejecting Hashem's kingship. That's where the place of hatred happened. Aroa ma'alehem mibeiti agarshem, for all their evil deeds, I will throw them out of my house. When they want other beings to be their leaders, and at the same time rejecting Hashem's leadership, how can I then treat them well? How can I bless them with so many blessings when they have completely betrayed me? Lo osef avatam, I will not continue to love them. Kol sareim sorerim, all of their officers are rebellious. All of these people have led them astray. And therefore, in verse 16, Hika Ephraim Sharsham, Ephraim is going to be hit from the root, Yavesh Pri, and therefore they're not going to have any fruit. It's going to be dried up, Baal Yasum, without being able to produce. Kigam ki Yeldum Veimati Machmadei Vitnam, and even if they give birth, I'm going to kill the treasures of their womb, I'm going to kill their children. And again, the imagery here is they're not going to be producing. They're not going to be able to move forward. That's imagery of destruction. And that is in verse 17, Yemaseim Elokai, Hashem has spurned them, ki lo shamulo, because they haven't listened to Hashem. V'yu nodedim bagoyim, and they will wander among the nations. And my friends, we are suffering for this until today, the wandering Jew phenomena. And it's all because we have rejected Hashem and we're not listening to his voice. The key, and this is the message for us, the eternal message, is look inward. Look on developing ourselves. Look at listening to what the prophets tell us, look at what the Torah teaches us, and look at in our own personal lives how we can strengthen that relationship with Hashem. Thank you for studying together. L'Ilui Nishmas, Malka Esther, Batzvi Yosef.